Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. Hey, hey, Curious Sparks crew. It's Max Velocity here. And wow, can you believe it? We're at the end of our very first season. So I figured, let's go out with a bang, literally. Today, we're diving into the wild, sometimes loud, always fascinating world of explosions. Now, before you start picturing cartoon dynamite or, like, action movie stunts, let's talk about what actually makes something explode. It's not always about big booms. Sometimes it's just a little pop or fizz. Basically, an explosion is a super fast release of energy, usually with a lot of heat, light, and sound. Think about fireworks on the 4th of July, or even the fizz when you drop a mint into a soda bottle. That counts too. Okay. Quick story time. When I was a kid in Inventon, yep, right here in the community workshop, I built my very first volcano. Not a real one, obviously, but the classic baking soda and vinegar kind. I was so excited, I think I dumped in, like, way too much baking soda. The whole thing bubbled over and made this awesome foamy mess. My friends cheered, and my shoes got totally soaked. But you know what? Even with something as simple as a baking soda volcano, safety was the number one rule. We had goggles, we covered the tables, and we made sure to clean up after. Because honestly, explosions, big or small, can be dangerous if you don't respect them. So, if you remember one thing from today, let it be this. Safety first, always. All right, let's zoom in on the little guys, sparklers, firecrackers, and all those mini explosions that make parties in science class so much fun. Ever wondered how a sparkler works? It's basically a thin stick coated with a special mix of chemicals, like metal powders and oxidizers. When you light it, the chemicals react super fast, releasing energy as heat and light. That's why you get those bright, crackling sparks. It's like a tiny, controlled explosion happening right in your hand. Well, not in your bare hand. Always hold sparklers at arm's length and, don't wave them near anyone's face. I remember this one time in science class, our teacher, Ms. Patel, did a sparkler demo. She dimmed the lights, put on her safety goggles, and made us wear ours too, and lit a sparkler in a big metal tray. The whole room lit up with these wild dancing sparks. It was awesome, but what stuck with me was how careful she was. She explained every step, made sure we all understood the safety rules, and even had a bucket of water ready just in case. So, if you're ever doing a science experiment with anything that pops, fizzes, or sparks, make sure you've got an adult around, wear your goggles, and follow the rules. Trust me. It's way more fun when everyone stays safe. Now let's crank things up a notch. What about the really big explosions? Like when experts demolish old buildings. This is where science, engineering, and teamwork all come together. Controlled demolitions are, honestly, kind of amazing. Instead of just blowing stuff up, demolition teams use carefully placed explosives to make a building collapse in on itself, almost like it's folding up. It's all about timing, precision, and, you guessed it, safety. There was this one time in Inventon when they took down an old factory to make room for a new park. I got to watch from a safe distance, like way behind the safety barriers. The whole team spent weeks planning, mapping out where to put the charges, and making sure everyone in the area was safe. When the moment finally came, there was this huge rumble, a cloud of dust, and then, boom, the building just crumpled straight down. It was wild. But what really impressed me was how everyone worked together, from the engineers, to the safety crew, to the people cleaning up after. It reminded me a bit of what we talked about in our episode on emergency vehicles, how teamwork and planning are everything when it comes to keeping people safe. And just like that, we've reached the end of our explosive season finale. And wow, the end of season one of Curious Sparks. I can't believe how much we've explored together, from clouds and monster trucks to disco balls and, well, things that go boom. If there's one thing I hope you take away, it's that curiosity is the real spark behind every discovery. So keep asking questions, keep exploring, and most importantly, keep it safe. especially if you're experimenting with anything that fizzes or pops. Thanks for being part of this adventure with me. Stay tuned, because there are plenty more sparks to ignite in the next season. Until then, stay curious, friends.